you know, for the victims.
Right.
The criminals, I do not support the criminals, not one penny. I wouldn't give a criminal a penny, but I'm for the victims. But the district attorney and the parole board, they're doing the best they can based on the laws and what the court is saying and what these judges are saying. And let's hold these criminals accountable. Let's not blame the district attorney and the parole board.
We should definitely ask them questions, though, on how we can improve the situation. But I got to run, Glenn.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. This has been the first hour of News and Views, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Again, take advantage of that 50% off. It's been now extended into the month of December. 50% off on all tape to digital transfers. Dan Black Studios, call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this last hour of News and Views. Be back with the second hour of News and Views after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the French President Emmanuel Macron airing some grievances at their meeting in London. President Trump asking if Macron would take back captured French terrorists.
Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
Yeah.
I can give them
you
to you can take everyone you want.
Let's be serious.
Macron says a small minority of those terrorists came from Europe, contradicting President Trump on that. Both said they hope a dispute over trade can be worked out. The House Intelligence Committee votes today on an impeachment report. It would then send to the Judiciary Committee to proceed from there.
Chairman Adam Schiff told MSNBC,
even while Judiciary does its work, we will continue investigating.
Schiff says if additional evidence is found, a supplemental report will be filed. The Judiciary Committee will hold its first hearing tomorrow with four constitutional scholars as witnesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are in for another chilly December day today, but temperatures will start to moderate pretty soon. For today, with a high temperature only up to about 54, lots of sunshine, not as breezy, and then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature, 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62, mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday, and then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, but when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, 272-9228, if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228, and in fact, Joe Biden's making claims about himself. You know, it's always funny to hear Joe Biden boast, but this is quite a whopper, in my opinion. Joe Biden suggested yesterday he was just as responsible for getting turnout from black voters in 2008 and 2012 as Barack Obama. Uh-huh. Especially if you're... I would love to hear from black listeners, from anybody, Democrats in particular. Do you think Joe Biden was just as responsible for black turnout in 08 and 2012 as Barack Obama? I doubt that, Joe, but 272-9228 if y'all have an opinion on that. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're downtown here in Montgomery at 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks away from the Alley Station. And Jenkins Tire and Automotive is a comprehensive tire and automotive service center. They've built up great relationships with other businesses, so they service a lot of fleets of vehicles. But because they service these fleets and also some big vehicles like buses and whatnot, it means Jenkins Tire and Automotive has state-of-the-art equipment that makes it great to service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, as well as these fleets I recently mentioned. All technicians at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified, and when they work on your vehicle, what they're thinking about is that we'll be so high quality that the next time something goes wrong with somebody's car, that person will be thinking Jenkins, and that's what I want you to be doing, folks, thinking Jenkins. With brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, and so many more, Jenkins knows you'll find what you need in terms of tires. They can service anything on your vehicle, from air conditioning repair to belts and hoses to battery repair to, again, tire service to even replacing those windshield wiper blades. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, I think we're still in the midst of hunting season. Forgive me if I'm wrong about that, but I believe we are. They will visit you with a service truck. They will come to you. That means you don't have to lug in that four-wheel or bring into town that side-by-side, or God forbid, have to lug that tractor into town. No, Jenkins Tire and Automotive will come to you. Call them today, 265-0792, 265-0792. Set up an appointment, or you can even set up an appointment, make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great sponsor of News and Views. Be sure to tell them when you do give them a call and stop by there that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. So it looks like somebody took my heed. 272-9228. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this? You're on the air.
This is G-Man. Good morning.
Hey, G-Man. How are you?
Hey, if we haven't beat that horse enough, let me comment on Jeff Sessions.
Sure. Go wherever you like.
I, I haven't met him. I think he's an honorable man.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a super nice dad, grandfather, you name it.
Yeah.
But my contention is this, and all of everybody out there listening, just think about this. When is enough enough?
Mm.
And if you think about it long enough, it just makes sense. I think, personally, people are tired of this going back to what George Carlin used to say in one of his stand-up acts is, they are in a club, and guess what? We are not in the club.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. And it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with, yeah.
That's exactly right. And so and I'm sure he would get back up there and do a good job. And I think it may be time for somebody else. So anyway, thank you for the opportunity. Y'all have a great day.
All right, thank you, G-Man. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the news I find most interesting in terms of the continuing national narrative is the one surrounding William Barr. He is disputing key aspects and key conclusions of the Inspector General's findings. It's reported now, and we got to wait for the actual report, but all these leaks are coming out, that the Inspector General is going to say, well, the FBI's work to get these surveillance, these FISA warrants, was predicated. And William Barr's saying, hey, not so fast. I've been doing a review, U.S. Attorney Durham, John Durham from Connecticut, has been doing a review. A lot of people have been doing this review, and I'm sorry, the information given to the FBI that you're claiming predicated this spying was cooked up at the CIA level, at the intelligence level. There's things outside of your purview, Mr. Horowitz. Even though you're going to find a lot of unusual activity with the FBI, I think this is the argument Barr and many of us can make. Because, as you lay out, Mr. Horowitz, we'll see next week, that there was a lot of unusual activity at the FBI. You have to ask yourself, why all the unusual activity? Why at the top levels are all these weird things going on? I think part of the reason is because a lot of people in the FBI realized, what we were given by Brennan and the CIA just doesn't hold up. There's a reason, for instance, that Robert Mueller, when they're charging Paul Manafort in court, doesn't bring up the so-called black ledger, which, by the way, the Ukrainians hooked up against Manafort. They did meddle in the 2016 election. I'm not trying to frame Ukraine for what Russia did, you dopes. I'm just saying the facts. So, for instance, that one piece of information that Manafort in this black ledger shows it, that Manafort got payments and didn't announce them. He got payments from the former president of Ukraine, Yanukovych. This idea that so much of what was initially thrown out there, not only given to the FBI, but also put out in the press and leaked through the press, is not true. Didn't hold up. The Steele dossier is not true. And you can't say, all the broad strokes are true, when almost every particular piece of information in that dossier doesn't hold up. And I think this is where William Barr and John Durham will step in to say, yes, Mr. Horowitz, you've done a great job documenting a lot of the wrongdoing, but your general conclusion, you don't have enough information. That's why our review has now become a criminal probe. So I'm looking forward to that coming out next week. But I ranted and raved on that too long in the first hour. We'll see where that turns out. The president continues to meet with NATO leaders and partners, whether it's Justin Trudeau or Boris Johnson yesterday. Emmanuel Macron and Trump are kind of been at odds, at least according to press reports. I think they're more buddy-buddy behind the scenes than the press is letting on, but we'll see where this goes. Yeah, there's Trump shaking Macron's hand. That should be interesting to see where it goes. But 272-9228, do you think Joe Biden was just as responsible for black turnout in 08 and 2012 as Barack Obama? I know, but that's what Joe Biden's saying now. Gotta love Joe Biden on his own. he worked great as a wingman for Barack, I have to say. I don't think his policy was great. I think he might have been a little corrupt when where he was a point man, say, in Ukraine and China. But as far as a guy who supported his president, I think he did an all right job. Whenever Biden ventures out on his own, especially in presidential politics, that's where he gets in trouble. And he's in, I think, a bit of trouble every day. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Very good.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wanted to say, as they say on the street,
yeah,
I think that there's two IG reports, one that is being leaked to the Democrats, and then there's going to be another one that's just going to knock them out.
And let me back up what you're saying. In most of these leaked reporting, whether it's in the New York Times, Washington Post, whatnot, they're saying based on someone who has seen a draft. They are not saying based on someone who's seen the full report finalized. They're saying a draft of the report. And it might be like, you know how big blockbuster movies are made, whether it's like Marvel's Avengers or whatever it is, some big Game of Thrones finale, something a lot of people anticipate. Because they're worried about leaks, what they'll do is give actors different scripts. So the part that the actor needs to play is correct, but the other parts aren't necessarily what's in the final script. And that keeps information compartmentalized. I wonder if that's what's going on right now. This script that is the Horowitz report, is the people being given the information to overlook because they're named in it aren't getting the full story.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. It's just called misdirection, you know. And
I hope that's true.
I mean, there's no way Horowitz could come out with anything but a report that condemns their actions.
I think he's going to condemn actions all over the place. It's that final conclusion I think there might be some disagreement over, because I really don't think Horowitz has the means or the oversight mechanisms to really tell the whole story of what happened with Russiagate, as so many people are calling it.
Yeah.
Because so much of the action was in, say, the State Department and the intelligence community. Horowitz can't overlook that. He overlooks the DOJ, the FBI, those sorts of folks.
Yes. I mean, there's people assigned for each angle of this story, and they have a, you know, a process. It's just taken longer than we ever wanted, but I do think Christmas is going to be not only the season for Christ, it's also going to be the season for treason.
The season for treason.
Yeah, I like that one.
You went to the Johnny Cochran School of Public Speaking, I see.
Oh, did I?
I'm
a math and science person, Jerry.
Really?
I'm not an English person.
See, I'm more of an English person, philosophy person. I like science, but and you know, math is useful, I guess, to a certain degree. But I was never interested in, like, you know, deep mathematical mysteries or whatnot. You know, I was never good at it. That's why I wasn't interested.
Oh no, I like a puzzle. You know, I like to follow things like that and figure it out.
You know, you left a lot of people asking questions yesterday. I think it was your intention, so good job when you did the whole cryptic number 17, the letter of the alphabet. It's Q, right?
Yeah. Hey, CBS, I saw CBS, not on TV, but on my tablet this morning. They had a better view of the White House at 2 seconds on that clip when Melania opens the doors.
Yeah.
I mean, the windows or something like that. And you could see, like, on the left-hand side, 2, 3, and then 8, 9. And then on the right-hand side of the White House, it's 45. And I'm sure you can't see the bottom right-hand side because of her arm. But just for plausible deniability, it's probably 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But everybody that follows Q knows what those numbers mean. And, I mean, why would you have a 17 domino and a 17 in the windows of the White House if there wasn't something there, as Barack likes to say? And as far as being in a big club, I don't think of Sessions as being somebody in the big club. I think of the big club people as being like the Pelosi's and the people that really got the millions and billions of dollars. I mean, I don't know Jeff Sessions' financial situation, but I just don't think of him as being a mega millionaire as many years as he would have had an opportunity.
No, I literally think of Jeff Sessions as a Boy Scout. Like, you know, what you think of the character of somebody who lives up to the Boy Scout creed.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I think of him. And I think that might have served him wrong or not as well as he would have liked in the middle of all this Russia nonsense. I think going by the book didn't help him.
Remember, there's always misdirection, Joey.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And no, Biden didn't have anything to do with attracting the black voters for Obama.
But he said he had such an intimate bond with them. I'm reading right here. Would he lie? Would he exaggerate?
I think he needs an MRI of his brain. He's got some sort of dementia. And, you know, of course, if I knew what I knew what I had done, I think I'd be a bumbling idiot, too.
I don't know about dementia, but he doesn't seem like the Joe Biden of old. He's always been a gaffe machine, but he kind of seems slick and like he could laugh it off. Lately, he's come across as bumbling, stumbling. He can't get through a damn speech or debate without stepping all over himself. And so he has changed, and I think age is catching up to him.
Oh, my gosh, yes, of course. And can you imagine what, in 5 more years, what he would be like?
Especially with that job, the presidency.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why anybody would want the job unless they just really love America. I mean,
or they really love power, one of the two.
You know, I mean, I'm talking about right now.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, as far as... And thank you for playing my song. I really like that.
Oh, of course.
Anytime you can come up with some more oldies.
You like the Temptations, old soul music?
Uh-huh. I like shagging music.
Ooh!
So,
baby-making music. I like it.
I don't know about that. Hey, did you know you were born in a leap year?
No. Wait, 1988 was a leap year?
Yes.
I didn't know. You know, news to me.
Bye.
That might explain the trajectory of my life, though.
Bye, Joey.
Appreciate it, Flower Child. Got to hit another break here, folks. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson has a wealth of knowledge, information, experience, because he's been doing this job, working in the River Region real estate market for over 40 years, been helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 4 decades. And at the Goodson Group, they can not only help you with buying and selling your property. If you visit thegoodsongroup.com, you can see all of their many listings, whether you're on the selling side or the buying side. You can see how this listing process works. They have a lot of great agents there, folks like Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, but there's so many fine folks with the Goodson Group under the leadership of Bo Goodson that you can't go wrong. But not only will they help you buy and sell your property, but they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. That way you can make an investment into real estate, rent out the place, especially with a growing Montgomery. We hope to be a growing Montgomery going forward with all this tourism coming in. But you don't have to do the day-to-day management with tenants. You can still make some money off that rental. And the Goodson Group, I know from personal experience, does a fantastic job managing rental properties. The Goodson Group is also home to the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. This is where Bo Goodson has taken that 40-plus years of experience, and he's brought it to bear in an actual classroom. The Goodson Group's Bo Goodson Real Estate School is one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools here in the state. So whether you're going for your real estate license to become a full-fledged agent, or you're just trying to learn more about the market to be a knowledgeable player in the market, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the best you can get, folks. The best you can get. So again, check out Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group, online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them today, 551-0225, 551-0225. And be sure to tell them when you do call or stop by the Goodson Group that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Coming back, more News and Views after this. My co-host Jack Campbell said he'd be here. I miss you, Jack. I miss you. But, you know, he's a big star. He can show up when he wants to. I still got to pay my dues. Jack's, he's earned his stars. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in.
Live.
live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. Buy one, get one, 50% off of Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Euro top sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, I've been mentioning this morning the news that broke last night via the Washington Post. And just remember, folks, democracy dies in darkness. Ugh. The Washington Post has reported that William Barr, the Attorney General of these United States, is going to disagree with Inspector General Horowitz about whether or not the spying on the Trump campaign was predicated. Now, let's remember that we've seen this tactic before. A reminder from Senator Lindsey Graham that you shouldn't trust places like the New York Times and the Washington Post. Quote, be wary of the Washington Post and the New York Times reporting on what is coming up with Horowitz. They have been trying to overtime to spin this thing to diminish its effect, to downplay it. I can tell you without any hesitation, Attorney General Barr has every confidence in the world in Mr. Horowitz, Lindsey Graham added. He believes that he has done a good job, a professional job, and he appreciates the work, the effort he has put into disclosing abuse at the Department of Justice. Again, the Washington Post reported yesterday, Monday, based on claims made by, again, anonymous people familiar with the matter, that Barr, quote, has told associates he disagrees with the Justice Department's Inspector General on one of the key findings in an upcoming report, that the FBI had enough information in July 2016 to justify launching an investigation into members of the Trump campaign. Now, this whole thing, little bit of broad stroke reminder here. Yeah, we've heard that phrase before for, you know, the last several years. Quote unquote, people familiar with the matter. People familiar with the matter. This has been used by the media during the Trump administration to publish essentially rumor and innuendo. Rumor and innuendo, the beautiful thing about rumor and innuendo, it need not be fact-checked. It's just rumor and innuendo. So when it doesn't serve your interest, it turns out to be false. Oh, well, it was just, that's what my sources told me. And I feel it's a duty to report it. But if it is somewhat true, I mean, we got to take it to the bank. You're having it both ways, reporting all this rumor and innuendo using anonymous sources of people familiar with the matter. And often, as we've seen over the last 3 years, these stories dominate the press coverage for the day or for the week, and mainstream media outlets ignore or downplay real information from real sources that eventually disputes what was originally alleged. For instance, two examples. Let's go back in history a little bit. Two examples came from those fine folks over at McClatchy in 2018. In March of 2018, the outlet claimed, McClatchy did, that two sources familiar with the matter said Cleta Mitchell allegedly told someone she had concerns about the NRA's ties to Russia. Mitchell had not worked at the NRA for about a decade and repeatedly told McClatchy they had no story, yet the outlet published its article anyway. And then in April of 2018, McClatchy claimed, quote, two sources familiar with the matter told them Special Counsel Robert Mueller had evidence that former attorney to President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, was in fact in Prague in 2016. Turns out that story was completely false. Disinformation. As Mueller wrote in his final report, that he found no evidence to support this claim that Michael Cohen was actually in Prague. These are just two examples of many, folks. Yet despite the near constant falseness of the anonymous claims, despite all the rumor and innuendo being just that, rumor and innuendo, the legacy media outlets continue to publish stories based on these anonymous accounts of people familiar with the matter. One of the only on-the-record sources for the Washington Post article came from a person named Carrie Kupek, the spokeswoman for the DOJ, who praised Horowitz and cautioned against speculation before the report was released next week. Here's that direct quote. Quote, "The Inspector General's investigation is a credit to the Department of Justice. His excellent work has uncovered significant information that the American people will soon be able to read for themselves. Rather than speculating, people should read the report for themselves next week, watch the Inspector General's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and draw their own conclusions about these important matters." There you go. And that's how we should be operating. Instead, it's a constant barrage of rumor and innuendo. And hey, it can be fun on a lot of stuff. You look at any industry, any, you know, reporting pool of any industry, whether it's movie making or wrestling or prints. There's a lot of rumor and innuendo on anything, folks. It could be the entertainment industry, the sports industry, anything. And when it's stuff that can be a bit frivolous, like music or sports or whatnot, though we take frivolous things seriously, it's fine. You know, oh, I got a rumor that they're recruiting this guy. But, I mean, that's not the end of the world. But when you're talking about the President of the United States and high-level battle that's going on within the bureaucracy right now, rumor and innuendo is not where we should be. So take this reporting from the Washington Post, "Democracy Dies in Darkness." Then why is all your reporting coming from the shadows? If democracy dies in darkness, why are you going with all sorts of people whose identities are in the dark? Most obnoxious subheading I've ever heard. You know, democracy dies in darkness. Yeah, okay, whatever. Sometimes democracy kills itself, you dopes. Y'all are, it's seeming to me, for the sake of keeping your industry going, or at least your particular paper, you've made a deal with the devil. Good luck getting out of paying your dues when the bill comes due. Democracy dies in darkness, my ass. Anyway, we have to hit a break here. News and views from 9 to noon. I'm still waiting on my co-host Jack Campbell, but we'll do all right without him for the time being. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. This part of the program, once again, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station on East Jefferson Street. And if you work downtown, folks, it's a great place to drop off your car, your truck, your SUV. That way, while you're working, you can have that vehicle serviced very quickly, very swiftly, with expert high-quality care. But even if you don't work downtown, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. There's a reason a lot of people are thinking Jenkins, because all technicians at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have all the brand names of tires, and they really do it all over there. Whether that air conditioning has gone out, that battery's giving you fits, or something wrong with the electrical work, the cooling system is just not doing what it should. I mean, basic oil changes, though, and even replacing windshield wiper blades. I love the monthly checklist program. You take your vehicle into Jenkins each month, and they make sure your vehicle is operating correctly and running smoothly. And then it also, as they raise the hood, it shows you not to be intimidated. It's not just some nest of snakes right there. It's, no, an actual machine you can learn about. So when they raise the hood, you can not be intimidated, and you can follow some simple recommendations the folks at Jenkins Tire and Automotive will give you for owner maintenance. That way you can really understand problems yourself and then take it into them and get the problem solved swiftly and quickly. So give Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call today, 265-0792. Make an appointment when you call that number, 265-0792. Or check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Proud sponsor here of News and Views. Be sure to tell them Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you when you stop by Jenkins Tire and Auto. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are down sharply as traders absorb the news from London, where NATO leaders are meeting. President Trump said it's possible there won't be a trade deal with China until after the 2020 election. In a photo op with French President Macron, the president talked about trade issues with France, which he described as minor.
We have a big trade relationship, and I'm sure that within a short period of time, things will be looking very rosy. We hope.
Fisher Sand and Gravel gets a contract from the Army Corps of Engineers to build a 31-mile stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border structure in Yuma, Arizona. After all the Christmas gift buying on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, today is Giving Tuesday, where we are encouraged to support nonprofit and charitable organizations. As part of that, former First Lady Michelle Obama is giving more than $500,000 to support education efforts for adolescent girls around the world. That's Fox Business. I'm Hank Weinblum, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are in for another chilly December day today, but temperatures will start to moderate pretty soon. For today, with a high temperature only up to about 54, lots of sunshine, not as breezy, and then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62. Mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday. And then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. That is the number to call if you want to be on the show. 272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this hour of the program, brought to you by Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team over there do a fantastic job of getting people those first-time home mortgages or refinancing your current mortgage, getting you a lower rate. You might even be able to skip out on some monthly payments once you refinance. It's an incredible deal to make, especially for the holidays or for the new year, getting a kickstart on the new year, meeting those new year's resolutions. Also at Alabama Home Mortgage, they do a fantastic job. It's something near and dear to my heart. I've learned respect as I've grown up. The work they do over at Alabama Home Mortgage for veterans, now it can be tough sometimes working with the VA, even if the folks working at the VA are well-intentioned, dealing with the bureaucracy, getting the benefits you earn through your service can be difficult, but not so because of Alabama Home Mortgage. They have taken the process to where you, the veteran, only work with Alabama Home Mortgage, and they get you through the VA the benefits you earned through your service, and they've done incredible work for veterans. As Kim Williams says, veterans are in their blood. They're the children of many veterans there at Alabama Home Mortgage. So check out Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage today. Their number, 567-4223, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com. Be sure to tell Kim and the team that Joey and Jack from News & View sent you, NMLS number 1586368, and Equal Housing Lender. So, we've been mostly focused on some local stuff. Why we're letting these violent criminals out on bond is beyond me, especially when things like the murder of Anaya Blanchard occur because somebody is out. Of course, folks are still paying their respects to Sheriff Big John Williams, as well as folks asking questions about what exactly happened the night he was shot and killed. And, of course, we've been covering this forthcoming Horowitz report and all the spin that's being put out there by the press as well as the politicians. But what about impeachment? Well, that's continuing. There will be a hearing tomorrow, I believe, in front of Jerry Bear Nadler's Judicial Committee. It should be a real bore, a real snoozer, honestly. Unless old Jerry Bear gets flustered, that's quite entertaining. And not too long ago, Corey Lewandowski just made a fool out of Jerry Nadler. It was hilarious stuff. So we'll see where that goes. But I found this interesting piece, and of all places, it's more of an opinion editorial piece than a strict news piece, but NBC News, yes, that's right, NBC News, had an interesting article come out today, and they're a little worried. I mean, this first sentence, though, reveals exactly where NBC News is today, though, folks. Indeed, consider the Democratic candidates' answers about the impeachment in the last month's presidential debate in Atlanta. Why do they want to consider that? Because here's the first line of this report, folks, from NBC News. If the Democrats have the substance on their side in the impeachment fight, in terms of public testimony, the released documents, and all the text messages, Republicans are now the ones with the more unified message. So the Democrats have the substance, but the Republicans are just such liars in lockstep. They're so unified. So that brings us to how the presidential candidates are talking about impeachment. And indeed, last month in Atlanta, they're kind of all over the map in their answers about the impeachment process. Elizabeth Warren was very strong on it. She said, "We have to establish the principle. No one is above the law. We have a constitutional responsibility, and we need to meet it." All right. But then she changed the subject very quickly and damned the rich and all sorts of other things and money and politics. Bernie Sanders called Trump corrupt. He's a pathological liar. But right now, you've got 87 million people who have no health insurance or are underinsured. We're facing the greatest existential crisis of our time in terms of climate change. You've got 500,000 people sleeping out on the street. And you've got 18 million people paying off half of the limited incomes for housing. What the American people understand is that the Congress can walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. So Bernie saying, yeah, let's impeach the mofo, as Rashida Tlaib said, but we can't get consumed by this. There's all sorts of other problems that I want to point out, but I probably won't solve. Pete Buttigieg delivered a similar response. He said, "We are absolutely going to confront this president for his wrongdoing, but we're also each running to be the president who will lead this country after the Trump presidency comes to an end one way or another." So he's on his big unity message. After trying out being a lefty, now Buttigieg is going more of that moderate. He's the guy on stage that reminds me most of Barack Obama's tactics in 2008. So we'll see if Buttigieg can do it. But Joe Biden said, the question from voters is not first and foremost, what about impeachment? So here's what NBC News' bottom line is. It literally says it here. Bottom line, Republicans are messaging the existential threat that impeachment brings, arguing that the entire process subverts the will of voters. But Democrats aren't messaging the same existential threat. In fact, they're also arguing that the best way to defeat Trump is at the ballot box in 2020. At some point, the messaging disparity is going to be unsustainable for Democrats. You think? You never should have done this in the first place, Democrats. And really, folks, this Horowitz Report story that I've been talking about so much today that will come out next week, it's the same story as the impeachment saga. The same players, in fact, some of the same fact patterns overlap. In my mind, this is speculation. I think this impeachment is a cover-up of Democrats' wrongdoing. And they realize, well, if we accuse the president of something, we can hold them back from actually unearthing our wrongdoing. It'll allow us to spin our wrongdoing as the Republicans' wrongdoing. We'll see where it goes, but I don't think Nancy Pelosi or anybody should have a lot of confidence in Jerry Nadler. And let's bring on Act 3 of this impeachment. Let's bring on the trial in the Senate. Because that's when you lose control of the information flow, Democrats. You'll still have your media partners to edit and clip and snippet things to your heart's desire. But in general, the American people will actually be able to watch an open argument and debate and conversation in a Senate trial. And that should be interesting to see how y'all make out when that argument is actually given in full force by somebody, say, like Trey Gowdy or others. Should be interesting to behold. We got to hit another break here. 272-9228 if you want to get in. It feels like the Democrats are a little worried. They talk a big game through the press and all these people who have knowledge of the situation, anonymous sources, but at the end of the day, I think they're walking a tightrope and they're about to fall off and find nobody installed a safety net. 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell, not here today. Maybe he'll be here. Be right back.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am what I am.
Indeed you are, Mr. President. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. And this is the part of the program where I need to put out some disclaimers. Number one, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Number two, all hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear leader, Winnie the Pooh. He's a hungry bear who loves his honey. And now number three. Yes, in fact, if you were suspecting it, because I disagree with our betters, the intelligent people that run our legacy media in the Democratic Party, as well as some people in the Republican Party, because I disagree with them on certain issues of foreign policy, yes, I, too, am a Russian asset. I'm not as good-looking as Tulsi Gabbard, but I, too, am a Russian asset just like her. So bring it on, Hillary Clinton. Rod Ham. That's the amazing thing to me, that these folks in the Democratic Party have instead of forgetting and changing our tune to not sound like Hillary Clinton in 2016, what we're going to do is double down on it. Not only are we going to suggest people are dumb and deplorable if they disagree with us, we're also going to suggest that anybody who disagrees with us is a Russian asset. The Russian story died when Robert Mueller killed it, folks. As I said earlier, it's like Alabama setting up for that 30-yard field goal and then clunk right up against the upright, doesn't go through. That was the Mueller report, especially Robert Mueller's testimony, yet the story just won't die. And now folks like myself and so many others are being accused of being consumed by Russian propaganda. I'm sorry, we're not consumed by Russian propaganda. We just, have a difference of opinion. And the truth is, you don't really care about Russia. I've been saying it before, and I'll keep saying it. You care about Russia to the extent that you can smear not just Donald Trump, but Tulsi Gabbard or any other American who somewhat questions your narrative. This is nonsense. And I think a lot of the American people are waking up to this nonsense you're trying to foist onto us. Russia is an interesting geopolitical problem, but they're not the puppet master behind everything you disagree with. Give me a break. I can't wait for the Senate trial. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. More news and views after our top of the hour break. I want to bring up this inconsistency so often when it comes to high-level Democrats. They demonize the idea of school.